The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
How many individuals do all of us know who simply cling to fabricated facts to support their ideologies of total denial? How many do all of us know that would much prefer a pacifying lie to a painful but necessary to face truth? Welcome to the latest installment of the Global Alert News Hour. Not news to make you feel good, no. Rather, news that you need to know if you care about preserving any future whatsoever for yourself, your children, and the web of life. And as I cover the most dire stories from the front lines, don't lose heart. Face the storm head on and stick with me until the end of this broadcast when I'll give specific instructions on what you can do to make a difference at this most dire moment in human history. This is Dane Wigington for the weekly edition of the Global Alert News Hour for June 24th, 2017. As always, this is a commercial-free one-hour news program brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org to cover the most dire critical frontline stories. This show is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. The Global Alert News Hour is also aired on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. My thanks to Gary Null for all he does for the greater good there. Recordings of this show can be found on geoengineeringwatch.org under the Top Stories, Recent, and Radio sections and at the KQMS archives. Orchard Nutrition, for those who live in the Redding, Shasta County area, at Orchard Nutrition you can get free materials to educate you on what you need to know about climate engineering, what's happening in the skies above your head that's affecting the Earth's life support systems and every breath you take because of the toxic fallout from these programs. You can get a free DVD also on the Silent Epidemic film, The Untold Story of Vaccinations. We must educate ourselves on what's being injected into our children's bodies and our bodies with vaccinations that are now proven by peer-reviewed study to do harm. Find out what you don't know and what the medical industrial complex is not willing to tell you because their paychecks and pensions depend on keeping business as usual. For those that live in the Redding Shasta County area who want to know more about the subject of climate engineering and the immense threat it poses to us all, there's a free educational video film screening titled Hacking the Planet, the Climate Engineering Reality. This screening will be in Redding this Monday, June 26th at the Redding Patriots meeting. The location is 3276 Bocelli Lane in Redding. This is in the Town and Country Shopping Center on Bocelli. There'll be free educational DVDs and other materials at this event. Climate engineering is nothing short of weather warfare due to the highly toxic materials the climate engineers are spraying into our skies and skies all over the globe. Climate engineering must also be considered biological warfare. We're talking about materials like aluminum, barium, strontium. Who gave the government and other governments, the right to play God with Earth's weather and climate systems? Who gave them the right? Our apathy gives them the right when we sit on the bench and do nothing while this is going on above our heads. Same is true with the vaccination cataclysm that's occurring because no one wants to stand out from the herd and say, no, this is wrong, it's enough. We have enough data now to prove what's happening is causing immense harm. It's time for us all to stand up and make our voices heard. Come to this event this Monday evening if you live in the area and find out what you didn't know, but what you need to know, and I will be at that event to answer questions after this film screening as well. I want to send out a reminder also, the upcoming July 28th event at the Red Line Hotel in Redding. This will be a free public event with three primary speakers. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny to elaborate on the latest data with a brand new presentation outlining just how much harm the vaccinations are doing statistically, scientifically to our children. We have Kevin Shipp, former decorated CIA officer, that wrote the book From the Company of Shadows, sounding the alarm at great personal price on just how corrupt and criminal our government is. Again, this is a former decorated CIA officer. Come to the Reading event, Red Line Hotel, July 28th. Flyers will soon be at Orchard Nutrition and posted at geoengineeringwatch.org, giving specific details as to the event for Friday evening, July 28th. But Kevin Shipp will shine the light for us on exactly what's happening behind the curtain of our government. And I will give the latest updated frontline data, all new presentation on climate engineering. And climate engineering is the issue that is most determining our planet's ability to continue supporting life at this time. And that's a massive statement because the human race has been very poor stewards of planet Earth from too many directions to even begin to quantify. But if you want to find out on three of the most critical issues we face by far and acquire free informational materials that you can take home and continue to investigate, attend this free event in Reading, sponsored by geoengineeringwatch.org, and educate yourself on these critical issues. Issues that, by the day, are literally determining what futures we may have left yet or not. I want to send a special thanks out to my friends and brothers in Argentina, Ludovico Dobelling and Pablo Alonso, who are translating data from geoengineeringwatch.org. And we are posting that data, Spanish translations, to reach our Spanish-speaking brothers on a link on geoengineeringwatch.org on the left side. My most heartfelt thanks to these two men in Argentina who are dedicating an immense amount of time to translate this data so that others around the world can find out what's happening as well. Before getting to headlines, some more points to ponder. With each passing week, the wheels of mass distraction continue to turn. The political theater of the absurd goes from one chapter to another. Theater that's fully manufactured by the power structure and the mainstream media machine they completely control. And for those that allow themselves to be distracted by the manufactured political theater, I would say this: the state of the environment is and always will be the bottom line. When the environment dies, we die. There can be no other outcome. As always, I'll stress the following points that we would all do well to remember and to consider. The biosphere and its life support systems are continuing to unravel. Industrialized, militarized civilization continues to tear apart what is yet left of the environment and the web of life. Climate engineering is playing a major role in the ongoing destruction. On with headlines, because as the biosphere implodes, as I've stated week after week and program after program, the power structure will become ever more desperate, and they will play the only card they know how to play. Conflict, global conflict. That's what the military-industrial complex survives off of. How hard can that be to figure out? And when will the American population face that reality? Our nation is now built on the military-industrial complex, on an empire that has become the most destructive empire on the planet. And that's saying a lot as well, because there's a lot of criminality, tyranny and corruption all over the globe, and governments all over the globe. But those corrupt elements and the destruction being caused by them is in direct proportion to the size and the strength of the nation being considered. What nation is by far, or has by far, the largest military machine that's as big as the next 10 militaries combined? What do we expect the military-industrial machine to do here but to cause conflict? Let's start with some headlines. U.S. shoots down Syrian jet that was bombing ISIS. As I've said, program after program, week after week, why is the U.S. continuing to support ISIS? For all the reasons I've stated, because they need conflict. The military-industrial machine needs conflict, and they are funding, fueling, and supporting terrorists at this point. This is an indisputable fact. Headline from last week, Donald Trump comes to the aid of ISIS terrorists. U.S.-led coalition downs Syrian army plane in southern Raqqa. The plane was carrying out operations against the Islamic State, i.e. ISIS, in the countryside around Raqqa when it was targeted. The U.S. yet again bombing the very military forces that are fighting ISIS. Why is this hard to figure out? If you're waving your American flag, pretending you're patriotic and ignoring the facts, you're a part of the tyranny. You're a part of the programmed false patriotic problem. We need to face reality. We need to face what our country is doing. And it's actually fueling terrorism in so many ways at this point. Another headline from last week. This is one to consider. The U.S. has acknowledged only a fifth of its lethal airstrikes, just 20%. And the U.S. population is all too happy to buy that lie, to ignore what our country is doing, and to be distracted by the political theater while we're literally, in many cases, have bombed wedding parties, funerals, atrocities, absolute atrocities that we do not hear about from our power structure-controlled criminal mainstream media. And we have plenty of that in Reading, don't we, with the Record Searchlight and with KRCR that blacks out events. And by the way, let's ask if they're going to black out yet another major free public education community event as they have blacked out the last two events, completely omitted any coverage, regardless of the fact that there were government scientists at these events, 1,000-plus individuals at these events, physicians at these events, KRCR and the Record Searchlight completely omitted any coverage because that's what they're paid to do, hide the truth. So back to this blocking out of the true severity of airstrikes the U.S. is inflicting on other countries. And think about that. The U.S. shooting down that country, Syria, shooting down their warplane over their own country as they're trying to defend their own country. Would we stand for that here? Absolutely not. And yet we have Americans making themselves feel good that this is okay. Somehow it's okay. It's protecting U.S. interests. U.S. interest means nothing more than corporate interests, which means nothing more than supporting the power structure, which means supporting the empire. The United States is an empire, period. There's no getting around that fact. For those who deny it, I would ask this. When does right and wrong become a part of your equation and not blind ideology? I want to get to more headlines because there's so much unfolding. As the biosphere implodes and the military-industrial complex rampages around the world. Another headline. How does this headline plug into the equation? First shots in Trump's war. This is from yesterday, Friday, June 23rd. The first shots of America's new war for eastern Syria have already been fired. From that report, if the Trump administration officials have their way, the next U.S. war will be to block the Syrian army from retaking Syria's Euphrates Valley. From that report, as it continues, when the U.S. shot down the Syrian S-22 jet Sunday last week, this may have been intended as a warning to Syria that the U.S. intends to take eastern Syria for itself, and that a Syrian push into eastern Syria will be violently opposed. As late as April, the Americans still assumed eastern Syria, the city of Raqqa, and the entire Euphrates Valley down to Iraq was theirs for the taking. The Syrian army, they assumed, was too far away and too weak and too busy to try to liberate these areas from ISIS itself. A high-ranking U.S. officer confidently told CNN this. Right now, we're not planning or coordinating with them, i.e. the Russians and the Syrians who are fighting ISIS. They're not even located near Raqqa. We think they have their hands full doing their tasks in their areas. And that's what the U.S. wanted. They don't want ISIS cleaned out everywhere. That's their excuse to occupy countries, to topple them, to destabilize them. This is business as usual, as I've covered program after program after program. The School of the Americas, which I covered last week, training terrorists to seed abroad all over the world to create conflict, chaos, allow the U.S. military to move in and occupy countries. That's why we have our boots on the ground, our bases in 156 countries. Who has a base in the U.S.? Who? No one. The United States has become a completely out-of-control military-industrial complex-fueled empire, and the U.S. population, I am so sorry to say, has so far supported this empire and looked the other way to justify keeping their own personal parties going. I would ask this, when does morality and virtue and honor enter the equation? When does right and wrong matter? Does a life in one of these countries that are being bombed and toppled, the children there, do they matter? Because to many Americans, they don't seem to matter. That somehow, if you drop a bomb from a military jet with a government insignia on the side, somehow that's not terrorism to Americans. Are the people any less dead on the ground? Is that any less terrorism than a suicide bomber? What's the difference? There's no difference at all. But our media, our system of programming, tries to train the American population to accept one form of carnage in the name of empire as being okay. But when the people from these bombed out countries try to stand up against the empire, what they do is not okay, and it isn't okay. I'm not saying it's okay to these the terrorist bombings are horrific, but what's the cause of this? When you go when you bomb other people's countries and you level those countries, as we've done to Iraq and Libya and so many other countries, and people have nothing to eat, nowhere to live, how do you expect them to behave? And when will Americans face this? While our military is out rampaging around the globe trying to secure enough fossil fuel to keep this current paradigm of total destruction going until the last possible moment. So here we see is this headline about what America's doing in Syria and now bombing the very forces that are trying to fight ISIS because they don't want the conflict to end. And they certainly don't want to give up Syria, which they wanted to topple along with every other country they've toppled, but Syrians have shown great strength and courage and stood up to what was happening so far. But this is about empire and acquiring more resources. Make no mistake about that. Here's a headline from Tillerson. Tillerson calls for regime change in Iran. Tillerson said, our Iranian policy is under development. Who do these people think they are that they can determine who runs what country all over the globe? And we have done that, as I've stated in previous programs as well. The U.S. has been directly responsible for intervening and or toppling or destabilizing about 83 countries in the last 50 years, 50 plus years. Iran, on the other hand, as I've stated again and again and again, has invaded no one for 230 years. Who's the terrorist? So we see Tillerson stating U.S. policy for regime change in Iran from that report. The new U.S. policy towards Iran includes regime change, according to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Tillerson was asked on Wednesday, last Wednesday, whether the United States supports regime change inside Iran. He replied in the affirmative, saying that U.S. policy is driven by relying on, quote, elements inside Iran to bring about a transition of that government. Regime change. And our hypocritical propagandistic media tries to convince the so far all too gullible American population that Russia interfered with our elections by exposing the crimes of the criminal Clintons? How incredibly absurd can this theater become before the American population wakes up, puts down their golf clubs, their beer cans, and their chips, turns off the football game, and starts showing some responsibility? When will that happen? And if they're not concerned about anybody anywhere else, which is criminal, even if our lives were perfect here in all the ways that Americans would perceive that, cars and houses and McMansions and everything else we have here, even if that was the case, does that allow us to overlook the carnage that's being created in other countries around the globe to supply us with this sort of, quote, perfect American dream life? It's not okay. It's not okay. But aside from all that, don't Americans, or I should say, when will Americans care about the very air they breathe being poisoned with toxic materials that are part of the climate engineering insanity that is absolutely going on over our heads? More on that later in this program. Another headline, more evidence of U.S. support for ISIS. Again and again, headline after headline, source after source, proving the U.S. is supporting the terrorists. From that report, photographic evidence now shows ISIS firing U.S.-made TOW-guided anti-tank missiles against the government forces, against the Syrian government forces who are fighting ISIS. How much proof do we need? Our military, our government is supporting terrorists. Another headline, U.S. is interrogating detainees in Yemen in torture prisons. Torture. When we have this programmed mentality in the U.S. population that everyone else is evil and we're the only ones that are good, this sort of mentality that's pushed by those whose job it is to program the American population to support this insanity, we have yet another example of our government, our military involved in torture. In Yemen, by the way, the country that I've stated in program after program that's being ruthlessly bombed, one of the poorest countries in the world, bombed by Saudi Arabia, our staunch ally that's a brutal dictatorship, and we're supporting torture prisons in this completely oppressed country. From that report, senior American defense officials confirmed that U.S. forces have been involved in interrogations of detainees in Yemen prisons where suspects have been subject to brutal torture, the AP reports. This is mainstream sources here, too. Human rights abuses have been documented in the country's secret network of prisons, including the infamous grill in which detainees are tied to a spit like a roast and then spun in a circle of fire, according to investigators. The prisons are reportedly located in facilities as diverse as private villas, military bases, an airport, and a nightclub. Chief Defense Department spokeswoman Dana White said the U.S. has not seen any such abuses in its involvement. She added, "We would not turn a blind eye because we are obliged to report any violations of human rights." Does anybody believe that statement? We would never do anything wrong. What an absurd statement. We poison our own soldiers. Do we think we care about people in other countries that might stand in the way of the military-industrial fossil fuel complex, like what's happened in Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya and now Syria, all part of the grand chessboard that I've been over in so many other previous programs, all part of the plan, all part of the wheels that begin to turn immediately after 9/11, as reported by General Wesley Clark. All the countries that were named within 1 week after 9/11, the plan that had long since been laid out to topple the Middle East in 9/11 was the excuse to do so. So for all those so-called patriotic Americans that are still ignoring the glaring, blatantly obvious crimes that occurred on 9/11, crimes that any examination of the evidence can only lead one to conclude had to be perpetrated by our government and covered up by our government. And those who deny that have simply not shown the courage to actually investigate and face the truth. And we live in a country full of cowards in so many ways, absolute cowards, who, just to be a part of the herd, to make themselves feel safe, wave their flags and ignore atrocities like 9/11, that leading us back into the torture camps in Yemen and all the other countries that have been toppled and the grand chessboard plan that's been instigated here, all triggered from 9/11, which the vast majority of our country still refuses to face in spite of mountains of irrefutable data being presented by, in the case of the 9/11 Architects and Engineers for Truth, 3,000 of the world's top architects and engineers trying to expose this crime that was the catalyst by which the military-industrial complex was unleashed, fully unleashed, with a license from the American population because of 9/11, they were unleashed to wreak havoc around the globe, and that's exactly what they're doing. And by the way, on 9/11, there's 9/11 DVDs at Orchard Nutrition if you live in Shasta County also. I think there's still some there. I supplied as many as I could. Moving on, if you're still trying to convince yourself that those who control the American empire would never harm you, let's remember the several dozen illegal covert biological tests that our government has carried out on innocent U.S. civilians on U.S. soil. And this is not opinion, it's not conjecture, it's not theory, it's verifiable historical fact for any who choose to actually investigate. And let's also remember this. In recent years, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, so-called security, has stocked up on some 2 billion plus rounds of hollow point bullets. 2 billion with a B. Who do you think all this ammo is for? Who? I would ask again. When the dominoes of our current reality begin to tumble, what do you think the government is going to do with this much ammunition? They're going to ensure that the American population, or they're going to try to ensure, cannot stand up against whatever their agenda is. And don't believe me about the ammunition acquisition. Look it up for yourself. Everything I state on the show, please investigate for yourself. And all these points that I try to cover from different angles as different headlines come up week after week, they all glue together, from the vaccination issue to the highly toxic climate engineering going on in our skies that's also raining down very toxic, neurologically damaging materials on us, to our toxic food. All of this glues together. All of it makes the population less cognitively functional, less healthy, and thus a lot easier to control for those in power. This is an undeniable fact, and for those who won't face that dark of a reality, you will face it sooner or later, like it or not. Denial won't save you. On the headline of vaccinations, other countries are starting to stand up. at least. We have a headline from last week. Mass protest against mandatory vaccines in Rome. Some parents prepare to leave Italy. At least people with some spine in Italy. How many people in California just rolled over and went along and are still going along with mandatory vaccinations that are proven harmful to our children? How many parents are willing to stand up? How many school officials, agency officials, medical officials, how many are willing to actually tell the truth? What kind of a society do we live in that would ignore this kind of data? One can only hope and pray that the current trend of cowardice and denial ends in our country. More than 1,500 people with dementia reported missing in Japan. It's happening there as well. Dementia now, Alzheimer's, and associated illnesses off the scale. From Tokyo, the number of Japanese people with dementia reported missing hit yet another record high in 2016. Figures released Thursday showed indicating the issue of elderly care is now becoming more complex due to Japan's aging society and skyrocketing dementia. The National Police Agency said over 15,000 people with dementia who are suspected to be suffering the condition were reported missing to police in 2016, up 26% from the previous year. The upward trend has been constant since the NPA started, that's National Police Association Agency, started keeping annual statistics 5 years ago. The latest NPA report came as Health, Labor, and Welfare Ministry estimated that the number of people with dementia would likely continue to increase to over 7 million by 2025. Epidemic dementia, Alzheimer's, number one cause of death in UK, second or third cause of death in the US, autism skyrocketing. Our society is breaking down. The power structure is helping to break it down, but they can only carry this out if we allow it, and we have allowed it so far. Those in power are not gods. They are men and women, psychotic men and women that crave power, that have put themselves in positions of power within secret societies that are indisputably in existence if one does any real research at all, and we have allowed it. We've allowed ourselves to be entertained with new cars and iPhones and McMansions and all sorts of other sensory distractions while we're being systematically poisoned, while our planet's life support systems are being torn apart and the biosphere and ecosystems on it are imploding day after day. This reality won't continue much longer. If we stand up to this insanity, all of us, together, we could yet alter the equation. Our challenges are not over, but we could alter the equation. It's up to us. Another headline, straight out of an apocalyptic horror movie, rotting bird carcasses littering the streets of Zug Island, Detroit. These kind of events are happening all over the globe. We don't hear about them because of all the theater that I've mentioned at the beginning of this program. The population has no clue what's unfolding, and the mass carnage, the mass die-off all over the world while the military-industrial complex continues to expand, while the medical-industrial complex continues to expand. From this report, with hundreds of screeching seagulls hovering above the rotting bird carcasses littering the streets of the scene near Zug Island in southwest Detroit. The scenes seem straight out of an apocalyptic horror movie. This is only one event. I'm giving one example of many events around the globe. Residents and commuters reported the deaths, some claiming to have seen at least hundreds of bloodied and rotting bird carcasses at a time. Experts are supposedly investigating the issue, testing, and trying to produce answers, but have come up with no conclusive conclusions. This is what the agencies do, and I've been over this week after week as well. They are paid to not know, to not disclose the truth, and to hide threats from the population, not to disclose those threats. Again and again and again, we see this with agencies from the EPA to air quality testing, on and on. That's what they're tasked with doing, hiding threats from the population. Another week of massive fish die-offs, as I stated earlier, continued all over the globe last week. But of course, none of this is reported by the criminal mainstream media. Please search this issue. It's not just one or two places. It's all over the globe. Countless reasons for this, and this is where the dichotomous thinking, again, must be abandoned. Many people blame all the ocean die-off on Fukushima. Others blame it all on the Macondo oil well spill in the Gulf or some other cause or reason. It's all of the above. It's the depleted uranium our Navy's using for practice. It's the poisons, the toxins that are pouring off of every country, everywhere, all over the globe. Our ocean is used for a giant toilet, a nuclear waste dump. Nuclear waste is is deposited from many countries just dumped into the ocean. And an even bigger issue, back to climate engineering, destroying the ozone layer, releasing massive amounts of thermal energy on the ocean, a very intense UV radiation that's heating the ocean. The UV radiation is killing the plankton. The ocean is stratifying, losing its oxygen as it warms rapidly. Seabed deposits of methane and hydrogen sulfide are releasing into the water column, also deoxygenating the water. All over the globe, we see all these factors converging at once. And there's still people, and this is truly astounding to me, there's still a great many people who are delusionally pretending that all of this carnage we see, all of this die-off, is somehow just a natural cycle. These radical weather whiplash swings and the scaldingly hot temperatures, which I'll get to in a moment, in increasing numbers of places around the globe, it's all just somehow natural. Let's put this into mathematical context. Whether we're talking about the mass die-off, we're in the sixth great mass extinction right now, well into the sixth great mass extinction. We have conditions that are changing at a pace on the planet that are unlike any before seen on the planet, even with paleo data stretching back an incredibly long amount of time. The mathematical odds of all these negative changes happening in perfect lockstep with human activity, the mathematical odds of this not being human activity is zero. Zero. So for those who still want to cling to their denial that somehow we haven't caused any problems, it's just a hoax, if you remain in that denial, if you don't help in the battle to face the truth and sound the alarm, then you'll have your own image to face when you take your last breath and realize you were a part of the problem. Change course. Don't be a part of the problem. I want to continue on with what the military-industrial complex is doing and then get to the state of the biosphere. Cholera outbreak exploding in Yemen. Nearly 160,000 suspected cholera cases and 1,100 deaths, with 100 kids an hour being infected. Do we hear about that? We don't hear about that. We don't hear about the fact that the vaccinations in Africa caused the death rate of children between 3 and 5 months old to skyrocket 500%. We don't hear about any of this. And what's all of it connected to? The military-industrial complex. As I mentioned, Yemen earlier, being leveled by Saudi Arabia with U.S. and U.K. weapons, funded by the U.S. and U.K. military-industrial complex. And now we have this mass infection happening. And how do we know where these infections come from? Granted, under such conditions, such things happen. But when we have scientists, former government scientists like Ken Calgera, who is now a Stanford University scientist, look him up. This is one of the most demented human beings that walks the face of this earth, and David Keith. And Ken Calgera, in an audio that I posted, that I got from a Pacifica radio announcer, an actual audio of former government scientist Ken Calgera stating that his job for the government was to find ways of seeding clouds with pathogens to infect the populations below. His own words, his own voice stating that on the record. So we see this kind of outbreak in countries that the U.S. military-industrial complex and its tyrannical allies wants to level and topple for various resource reasons, and now we see these mass infections happening. How do we know what would have occurred otherwise, or what may be something that's been actually triggered? How can we know? When we have government scientists stating on the record that was their job, and we have several dozen documented cases of the U.S. military doing biological testing on U.S. civilians. We live in a very dark world with incredibly psychopathic people at the reins. If we continue to let them steer our reality, we will not be here long. That's a mathematical fact. From this report, according to the International Non-Governmental Organization Save the Children, at least one child is infected every minute. An average of 105 children are contracting cholera every hour, one every 35 seconds. More than 30 people a day are already dying, many of them children. Thousands could perish, with up to 300,000 cases predicted in the coming months. Yemen's crippled infrastructure, food insecurity, failing economy, and the ongoing war mean many are unable to seek out help in time, with hospitals overwhelmed and short of supplies. The situation is particularly bad in more remote parts of the country, with little or no access to health services. War and famine conditions are taking their toll. Several weeks back, I announced the data indicated that 20 million people or more would starve to death on the planet within the coming months. That's already unfolding. And while Americans feel so incredibly sheltered from all of this, none of this is real to them. And those in power do their best to keep it from becoming real, with mass distraction, political theater, every imaginable reality type show on our constant bombardment of media, trying to keep Americans from seeing, let alone understanding or comprehending what's happening around the globe. And so far, Americans all too willing to remain in that place of total denial. With all this happening, with the military-industrial complex unleashing its fury all over the globe, trying to trigger conflict, destabilization, which is what it feeds itself off of. What's happening with the biosphere? And this is the bottom line. And I will continue to cover this because this is all that matters in the end. When the biosphere implodes, we are done. It's game over. And the severity of implosion that has already occurred, that cannot be undone, is unimaginable. And so many people have chosen to believe, very falsely, that you can just turn it off. You can just somehow shut the carnage down, or somebody somewhere is watching over things and will make sure it doesn't get too bad. That's absolutely false. If you're living with that false impression, you need to shatter that and find out what's happening around you, because the speed of biosphere implosion that's happening right now and accelerating, if it continues, and there's nothing indicating it will not continue to accelerate and expand, we don't have much time. We have very little time if we remain on the current course. And this will become ever more evident in the coming weeks and months as the severity of things that are unfolding on our planet become all but impossible to hide. And again, the mathematical odds of the current changes we see not being human-caused is zero, a statistical zero. Headline, over 25 million Californians are under excessive heat warning or heat advisory. I watch long lead forecasts going out about 2 months every single day. I look at the full forecast every single day to see how radically it changes. So in the course of 2 or 3 days, we can see that entire 2 months forecast change because the planet is unraveling so quickly. And the climate engineers that are doing their best to hide that fact from the population as long as possible while inflicting even more damage and accelerating the equation even more in the attempt to hide it, just like the pharmaceutical drug does to the human body, try to hide the symptom while completely decimating the body overall. That's what we're talking about here. So the excessive heat in California, if we go back about 4 weeks, none of it was predicted. And then as it began to approach, the forecast got worse and worse and worse. And in regard to the heat and the climate engineers, by the way, this massive dome of high pressure over the west, extremely powerful high pressure, compressing air that heats, causes a high pressure dome. And this is exactly the scenario that's been playing out most of the last 10 years, forcing the jet stream clockwise rotation up over this high pressure dome and back down to cool parts of the U.S. East. I've covered this again and again and again. And look at the maps I post from NOAA that show a completely unnatural, a meteorologically impossible scenario of half the U.S. country frying under record heat and the other half far below normal with a split right down the middle in many cases. Search these articles on geoengineeringwatch.org, look at the data, and ask yourself how this could possibly be happening without massive climate manipulation. And when we know, we absolutely know we have ionosphere heaters that the U.S. military does not deny can heat the ionosphere, massively powerful microwave transmissions that cause an electrical chain reaction in the ionosphere that heats it radically, can cause these high-pressure domes to occur. And that's exactly what's happening. So we have militaries around the globe, the largest single participant being the U.S. military, using the atmosphere as a war zone, as a physics lab to carry on whatever experiments they want, and we will all soon pay the price. So back to the heat in California. We still see temperature records being underreported, or temperature readings being underreported, not overreported, underreported. That means it's hotter than they're stating. No one talks about the UV issue because they're not allowed to talk about the excessive UV that's, in the case of UVB, 10 times higher than we're being told. 10 times higher. We're seeing UVC on the surface. Search geoengineeringwatch.org, ozone destruction. Find out the data, even from a former NASA engineer that's working directly with geoengineeringwatch.org. Find out how severe it is. This engineer has stated in a quite detailed report that on the current trajectory, if we had no other problems but the ozone destruction and the excessive UV it's causing, we will have total ozone collapse in 8 years. Game over. And that's if we had no other problems. And we have countless other problems. Our time horizon on this course will be shockingly short if we remain on this course. And the nighttime low temperatures, by the way, let's weave another aspect into this. The nighttime low temperatures are rising in some cases twice as fast as the daytime highs. So in Reading this last week, we saw at 12:30 a.m. in the morning on Monday night, Tuesday night, 90-plus degrees in Reading still at 12 a.m. in the morning. 95 degrees by, I believe, Thursday of last week at 12 a.m. in the morning. These are staggeringly high nighttime low temperatures, and this is indicative of an atmosphere that is filling with methane and CO2 as well. CO2 is a problem, unlike what many do who want to remain in the delusion or who are paid to push false information, try to pretend that greenhouse gases are not an issue. Don't believe me, don't believe them. Ask yourself, what allows us to live here? Is there some magical dome that allows us to remain on this planet in a hostile environment of space? No, there's greenhouse gases. How hard is that to figure out? That if you increase the thickness of those gases, you will change the energy balance of the planet. That's a statistical, undeniable fact. And methane, which is not talked about by most of the climate science community, unless they refer to cow flatulence, which is a red herring to aggravate people and make them ignore environmental issues. It's frozen methane, formerly frozen methane on the seafloor, methane hydrates, methane clathrates that are now blowing out of the ground, blowing out of the seafloor with unimaginable force. If you search methane blowouts Siberia, you'll see photos that will shock you, that look like massive explosions coming from underneath the ground as this methane blows into the sky and migrates up the air column into the atmosphere, covering the planet like a layer of glass, holding the heat in, and that's why we see nighttime lows so high. And when those lows don't cool down, it puts unimaginable stress on ecosystems and us, and the heat continues to build and build and build. And many people, very few people, I should say, let me reverse this equation, very few people yet have any concept of the gravity and the immediacy of what's unfolding on our planet right now. So few understand the current reality we have known is about to blow apart. Nothing short of some unforeseen force can stop that. The momentum is too great. You can't just turn it off. Once you've crashed through the guardrails, putting on the brakes doesn't matter. So the staggeringly high temperatures will continue. And even though there's areas that are being chemically cooled with endothermic reacting materials, energy-absorbing materials that are sprayed into cloud moisture zones and that create an energy-absorbing reaction and thus a cool, dense layer of air that descends to the ground and cools down those areas. And this is science fact. We have the patents for this process. All of this data is available on geoengineeringwatch.org. The bottom line is this with the climate. When we have out-of-control, self-serving, completely tyrannical power structures, military-industrial complex entities that are only concerned with their own proliferation, we will not be here much longer if that's allowed to continue. Back to the record high temperatures. Phoenix flights canceled due to record-shattering heat. Aircrafts, the jets can't support their weight when the air density is that low from the excessive heat. As I stated in a previous program, I've communicated with Gulfstream pilots who have had their jets at 40,000 plus feet. The alarms go off and the jets have descended because the temperatures outside were so hot that the aircraft couldn't carry its weight with the low air density. Now we see it happening in Phoenix. Another headline. A third of the world now faces deadly heat waves as a result of climate change. Now, the problem I have with these types of headlines, as I've stated over and over, they don't discuss the climate engineering elephant in the room. When will that be addressed by the climate science community? Because the planet continues into meltdown. Another headline, a world record low humidity, 116 degrees Fahrenheit with 0.3% humidity in Iran. No surprise, because desiccant moisture-absorbing materials being sprayed in the sky reduces atmospheric relative humidity. That is one of the goals of the climate engineers. Lower the water vapor in the atmosphere, the relative humidity, because water vapor is also a greenhouse gas, and it will build up as the planet warms. Unless there's a factor that's not being disclosed, that factor is climate engineering. So try to imagine 0.3% humidity. The habitability of our planet is waning rapidly. We don't hear about any of this from mainstream sources, of course. Another headline. Scientists stunned by Antarctic rainfall and a melt area bigger than Texas. From this report, scientists have documented a recent massive melt event on the surface of highly vulnerable West Antarctica that they fear could be a harbinger of future events as the planet continues to warm. Again, no mention of climate engineering in this headline or any other mainstream headline. Bad career decision. These people cannot mention this issue or they will not only lose their career, perhaps much, much more. We know we have a number of high-profile, likely-to-speak-out climate scientists that died very anomalous deaths in 2015, just like in the medical industry. People who are considered most a threat and who are part of that system and who have the inside knowledge to speak out are taken out. Happens over and over. Another headline. This is from the World Meteorological Association. High temperatures and heat waves take hold. From that report, parts of Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa, and the United States of America have seen extremely high May and June temperatures with a number of records broken. The heat waves are unusually early and are occurring as the Earth experiences another exceptionally warm year. May 2017 was the second warmest May ever recorded, and this is after 2016 being the warmest year recorded, which beat out 2015, which held the record, which beat out 2014, which held the record. Warmer, warmer, warmer. And the only thing altering that equation is the chemical ice-nucleated cooldowns, massive climate engineering, short-term, temporary, toxic cooldowns at the price of an even worse overall warming. Another headline, tropics in trouble as rising heat and humidity push populations to the edge. We're reaching what's called the wet bulb effect. That's a scientific term for a combination of temperature and humidity that is intolerable to the human body. We're seeing heat indexes in the 160 degree range. That's the feels like temperature. 165 in India this year and last year. 168 in Iran. These are unimaginably high feels-like temperatures, and we are not hearing about this from our media because their job is to hide the severity of what's unfolding from the population as long as possible. And as the world burns, with climate engineering helping to fuel the overall fire, what's the continued trend of the human race? To keep the fossil fuel fiesta going at any price, at least with industrialized nations. That's what the propensity of the population has so far been. Consider this headline from last week. As the planetary meltdown accelerates, countless causes, climate engineering also fueling this meltdown radically, what's the human race doing? Here's a headline. Norway opens up record 93 blocks for Arctic oil exploration. Let's just keep drilling. What did Sarah Palin say? Drill, baby, drill. That mentality. Think about her saying that and think about that mentality. To hell with the environment. To hell with the planet, to hell with the atmosphere. Let's just keep drilling and keep driving our Winnebagos. And above all, let's keep fueling the military-industrial complex and waving our flags. Looting, plundering, and pillaging countries around the world to scoop up what's left of the remaining resources while we watch army recruiting commercials constantly now. On stations like the Weather Channel with their paid cast of liars that are hiding the tracks of climate engineering, while we watch these army recruiting commercials telling us the incredibly propagandistic and false message that we are good, they are bad. That they, the proverbial they, that anybody who doesn't accept us bombing their country and completely sacking their infrastructure, if other countries don't like that, then they're bad and we're good. And I'm not saying other countries aren't bad. There's despotism all over the globe. But what our country is doing is inexcusable. And we have an obligation to clean our own house and to not be the force of destruction that our military-industrial complex has become. From this report on Norway, Norway has infuriated environmental groups, and I have no love for environmental groups, by the way, either. Their hypocrisy is mind-numbing. that they could pretend to care about the environment while ignoring climate engineering is absolutely inexcusable. So no love for the environmental groups who care more about their 501c3s than they do the truth. But Norway has infuriated environmental groups by opening up a record number of blocks in the Arctic for oil exploration. The oil ministry is offering 93 blocks in the Barents Sea entirely in the Arctic Circle, with applications by companies expected by the end of November. A fossil fuel free-for-all to keep the fossil fuel fiesta going for first world nations that don't want to face the truth and don't want their personal parties to end. That's what we have. That's the societies we live in, most of us. That's the kind of people that we're surrounded with much of the time. People who don't want reality, who want to be pacified by a pleasant lie that's fed to them from some sort of official source whose job it is to keep them apathetic. When will a sense of morality emerge from the masses, especially in the segments of our society that are affluent, who, it seems, pretend to care about the greater good, but yet are primarily only focused about their own personal pursuits of pleasure? And we have many affluent societies in America that are so far doing everything they can to remain in their own bubbles and to do nothing for the greater good. When will they find their morality? When will they face reality? With so many converging catastrophes to face, where do we start? What do we do? We must prioritize. We must face and deal with the most dire and immediate threats we face first. The ongoing climate engineering weather warfare assault is that threat. If we examine all available frontline data on the imploding biosphere, on the imploding human health, skyrocketing diseases like dementia and Alzheimer's, those roads lead primarily back to climate engineering, the toxic fallout, the damage to the atmosphere. Mathematically speaking, climate engineering is the greatest and most immediate threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm. With that in mind, if we can expose what governments around the globe are doing in our skies, if we can expose it, we can stop it. And this would be nothing short of a total paradigm shift. Would our problems be over? Absolutely not. They're just beginning. The challenges we face are just beginning. It can't just be turned off. But exposing and halting climate engineering is the greatest single leap we could collectively make in the right direction. How can you help? Make the time to learn the basics of the issue. Arm yourself with credible data. Make your voice heard in the all-important effort to sound the alarm. And about credible data, geoengineeringwatch.org has just produced and posted a 20-page, full-color glossy informational booklet that contains the most hard-hitting climate engineering photos and data available. This is inarguable proof contained in this booklet. The PDF file for printing this booklet is available for all to utilize. You can share the whole post of this 20-page informational booklet, or you can use the PDF file that's attached in the article to freely print your own booklets wherever your location is. Or you can get them directly from geoengineeringwatch.org, as we have made the decision to print a mass quantity of these essential informational booklets that will be a key tool in waking others up to the extremely dire and immediate threat we face from the climate engineering operations that have been going on now for some 70 years and are now at a scale that can scarcely be comprehended, doing unimaginable and irreparable damage to the climate system and our own health. By printing a mass quantity of these booklets, this will allow us to get the lowest possible price on printing that we will then pass on. By offering packages of these shocking informational booklets for the approximate cost of printing, handling, and shipping them. More information will be available on this on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org in the coming week to 10 days. As soon as we get the first shipment of the booklets and can determine the weight and shipping costs, we will then post the information with pricing for booklet packages on the left column of the geoengineeringwatch.org homepage. And again, because we are printing so many, trying to help lower the price to really a very inexpensive number so that we can get as many of these booklets into circulation as fast as we can to wake people up as fast as we can, because time is not on our side. By sharing this hard-hitting visual tool that's packed with the most essential and inarguable climate engineering data, those that are willing to wake up will. No matter how dark the horizon is, we can yet alter the outcome of what's unfolding. But to do so, we must make the decision to try, to refuse to give up, We must never yield to the cancer of insanity that's consumed so much of our world so far. Stand up, get on the playing field, and make your voice heard. Time is not on our side. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.